Now, real people, real opinions, Nighttime Talk.
Ireland's classic hits radio.
Welcome back to Nighttime Talk with myself, AJ Walsh, sitting in the hot seat for Niall Boylan. I just want to remind you about tonight at 11:30, I want you to get your texts in, okay? This is something for the men. Fellas, have you got something on your mind? Struggling with dating, relationships or intimacy? Maybe past trauma, anxiety or even questions about your purpose as a man? Justina Victoria, psychosexual expert, is here to help. She's taking your questions tonight at 11:30pm right here on Nighttime Talk. No topic is off limits. Sex, love, heartbreak or simply understanding women. WhatsApp your questions now and she will answer your questions later on in the show. Send your questions now on WhatsApp on 087 188 0008. Now, for our next topic this evening, I want to know if you as a man would be happy to get the snip. I haven't had this chat in a long time, but I do remember having a discussion many years ago with a man who said he would never ever get the snip or take the male pill, but would expect a woman to take the pill or get her tubes tied. Now, we received an email to the show. Have a listen to this. Dear Nighttime Talk, I'm a 50-year-old man married with 3 kids, and last year I made the decision to get the snip. I know I didn't want to have any more children, and to be honest, I didn't fancy the idea of going into the chemist at my age to buy condoms. It's just a little bit embarrassing. Plus, I've always believed that contraception shouldn't be just the woman's responsibility. But ever since I told my mates, they haven't let me hear the end of it. The jokes about not being a real man and losing my masculinity have been relentless. I stand by my decision, but it's made me wonder, am I the only one who thinks like this? Are there other men out there who have had a vasectomy and feel the same way, or do most men avoid it because of the stigma? I would love to hear what people think. Thanks, George. So what do you think? As a man, would you be happy to take charge of the contraception in your relationship? After all, why should women have to spend years on birth control pills and men don't have to worry about anything? A vasectomy seems to be a very straightforward procedure with far less side effects than a woman having her tubes tied, for example. Let me know what you think on WhatsApp 087 188 0008 or get involved on social media on Facebook at Ireland's Classic Hits and on X at Classic Hits Radio. I'm going to go to Dave first. Dave, hi, how are you? Welcome to Nighttime Talk, if I get you there. Hello, there you are. How you doing, Dave? You okay?
Yeah, that's about now, it's all.
So, what do you think about this?
It just goes to show how many men out there are really just still scared little boys, really, isn't it? Do you know?
It would seem that way, yeah.
It does. It's the same way in when, you know, you have a baby at first or you have a small child at home and you're on the... They're roaring their head off, and a lot of men go, oh, look, oh, see, they stop crying when mammy holds them. It's just, they're just trying to abdicate their responsibility.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But they puff out the chest and go, no, really. Like, it's an incision on the underside of your penis. That's it. It's not even, it's a little burn with a laser. You're done in 20 minutes.
Have you had it done, Dave?
I'm currently waiting to get it done.
Oh, okay. So you're going to get it done. So you know all about it then. So it is a straightforward procedure.
You're literally in and out in 20 minutes.
Oh.
That's it. You're in, you sit down. They don't even, it's not considered surgical anymore. It's just, they cauterize the tube. And then after that, after about 2 months, you should be good to go. No more swimmers.
And did you just say they can do it by laser or they don't even have to open you up? Anything like that?
No. They do it by laser now. So.
Wow.
You know, for my own research, anyway, wait list for a procedure in this country, I could be waiting another 12 months. The way things are looking, but I'm full sure about getting it done, though, 100%. I don't want any more kids, so.
Yeah, I mean, and you're not worried about changing your mind. Is it reversible, Dave?
I couldn't care less, because my decision isn't reversible. My youngest is 3, I'm 37, I want my life back.
Yeah, I hear you.
I'm not doing night feeds. I'm not doing nappies anymore. My youngest is potty trained now. I'm not going back to that. I got 2 wonderful kids. I absolutely adore them. Children are enough for me, and I want to make damn sure that I don't get caught in the future.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. And I mean, from what you're saying, with it being such a straightforward procedure, if a woman was to go and get her tubes tied, that's a much bigger procedure. That's like you're cut open, as far as I know.
Oh, look, I have a friend, she had a baby there a while back, and she was done by C-section, and she was basically like, hey, lads, while you're in there, you might just fix the plumbing, will you? But that's a much, much bigger thing for a woman. But contraceptive even is bigger for women as well. Do you know? A lot of men really don't understand biology, because I mentioned this to a guy that I work with, and he turned around to me and goes, but your voice is going to get all squeaky, and you'll be like a girl. And I was kind of looking at him going, wait, what are you talking about? But you're like, don't decrush your testicles. And I was like, no, I'm not a bull. Do you know, he was full
That's not
sure.
how it works.
But he, like, and I'd like to say he's an isolated case, but the amount of men that think that, like, it messes with your hormones, or, you know, you end up with a squeaky voice, or you grow boobs. Like, this guy literally thought that they bring you in and they castrate you like a bull.
Oh, my God. And that's not now, what happens, guys. That's not what happens.
Yeah. Now, to be fair, this guy's got 5 kids, so he doesn't really understand how contraceptives work either.
Ah,
you know?
But, yeah.
But it's not an isolated case. He's not the only guy out there. A lot of men seem to think that it'll mess you up. You're just basically getting a leaky pipe fixed.
Yeah.
You know, if you want to use that analogy. Like.
Yeah. And I mean, I was going to, we said as well, you know, with women taking the pill, like women have spent years and years of their life taking a hormone, you know, and they've taken full responsibility for all of the contraception. When I think as well, when you're in a relationship, it should be a conversation that you can have. You know, do you remember there was talk of the male pill, and that was going on for quite some time? And the amount of men in my friend group, and all of them said point blank that they would not take it. And I was just like, I was shocked. And I don't know if that's still the case.
And yet some of the same men, if they went out on a night out, had a one night stand and got a girl pregnant, they'd be like, oh, for fuck's sake, she should have been.
Yeah,
but I'll tell you a funny one. I was reading one before, because like the male pill is obviously it's kind of harder developed than the female one.
Yeah.
They were doing trials on a male contraceptive pill, and they had to stop the trials because a lot of the men, they were getting bloated, their emotions were all over the place, it was killing their libido. Basically, all the side effects that women get from taking the contraceptive pill themselves, the men were getting it. They were like, oh, no, I can't handle this anymore.
Yeah. But yeah, women have been doing it for decades.
Yeah.
Absolute decades.
And I wouldn't mind a lot of women who take the contraceptive pill. Like, the thing is, yeah, you won't get pregnant, but for a lot of women, it tends to kill their libido.
Mm.
Do you know? So it's kind of a bit of a double-edged sword in that regard. No, I don't know. I don't get it. I've said it to friends of mine and they're like, yeah, but you'd be less of a man. And you're like, how would you be less of a man?
That's exactly the same as what our listener has said in his email. He said that his friends are slagging him. And I just can't believe that that's happening. I would, like, it wouldn't even cross my mind.
But it's not like you're going in, like, fully equipped and you're coming out a eunuch. You know, you're going in, they're burning the tube, and like, I mean, I'd be laughing at the rest of them. I'd be like, well, I don't have to use condoms anymore. Pity about you.
Yeah, that's again what our listener said as well. He doesn't want to be going into the chemist at 50 years of age to buy condoms. He said it'd be more tough.
I don't think anybody likes going into the chemist, their local chemist, and buying condoms at any age.
No, you have to drive to a different town, Dave, obviously.
That's it, yeah. I think it's still a holdover from that good old-fashioned Catholic guilt.
That's it, yeah. I couldn't see anyone enjoying going in and buying condoms. Dave, stay with me there. I'm going to go to Martin. Martin, hi, how are you? Oh, Martin's not there, I don't think.
No, I'm here. Sorry.
Oh, you're grand. What are you doing? How are you doing, Martin?
Yeah,
you okay?
I was trying to get you on speaker there on the phone. Good evening, AJ. Good evening, Gladys.
So, Martin,
story, dude.
You've had the sniff?
Yeah, had it about 30 years ago.
How long?
30 years ago.
Okay, and was it as a straightforward a procedure back then as it is now?
It was easier than getting a filling, to be honest.
Really? Were you in and out?
Yeah. You know, from every perspective, I don't understand what it is. I don't understand how any man, any real man, as far as I'm concerned, a man who is secure in his manhood, in his masculinity, is not going to link his ability to sire a child with his manhood. It's ridiculous. Any numpty can sire a child if they can produce sperm, right? And, you know, an idiot can do that. It doesn't make you a man to be able to sire a child, to look after a child, to nurture a child, to be a proper father. They're all the things that make you a man. I couldn't give a tuppenny what friends or anyone else think. I did it for, as far as I'm concerned, the right reasons. When myself and my wife, when we were together, we had two daughters, two beautiful daughters, On both occasions, my wife ended up back in hospital in serious jeopardy. And we made the decision, you know, it wasn't worth risking having any more children. And the simplest, I mean, logistically, financially, you know, time off work, everything, the amount of pain or anguish or whatever else suffered by anyone, in every regard, the simplest thing was for me to have a vasectomy. And it was literally, now I know some doctors may be clumsy or whatever, but I think things have moved on even since I had it done. But, you know, I walked in, it's a 15-minute, 20-minute kind of thing, and then 2-3 months later I'm told, yeah, you're clear, you're fine, you have no problems.
Oh, so they have to check you afterwards to make sure that makes sense.
Yeah, of course they do, yeah. Because, I mean, it's like any other procedure, it may go wrong, and you may not be clear, you know, you may still end up being able to have a child. So, I don't know, AJ, I mean, I agree with David, and David, trust me, you know, it's over in no time. And I know you don't have a problem with it. You know, you're exactly like me as far as you're concerned. You're looking at the realities of life. Why would I have put my wife, or why would I have expected my wife to go into a hospital for a serious surgical procedure, or to stay on hormones that affect, you know, her health, her weight, everything, her mental faculties, all those things are affected by the hormones in the pill.
I think that makes perfect sense, Martin, and you made the absolute right decision. I've just had a text in there from a listener to say that the snip is 2 small X incisions on the scrotum and they cauterise the tubes with a laser. Martin, have you had any side effects from it? Like, have you ever noticed any difference in yourself ever since you had it done?
No. Like, when I had it done, it may be with laser now. When I had it done, what was actually done, they remove, there are 2 tubes, and they actually remove a little section of each tube to make sure they can't grow back. I mean, that was the procedure when I had it done. Uh-huh. I'm sure it's all changed now. But no, I mean, other than when my wife and I were together, the only difference it made was it relieved so much of the stress, you know, of not having to worry about, well, you know, if she was to become pregnant, you know, how would it affect her health, because I will say now, she was very well taken care of in the hospital afterwards on both occasions.
But still, it was, massive trauma.
On the first occasion after her fourth daughter's birth, my wife, we were only home a couple of days, and she had a really serious hemorrhage. I mean, you know, she almost bled to death.
Yeah, that's scary.
And they said, oh, it was just a freak occurrence, you know, couldn't happen again, yada, 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 yada. Same thing happened again on our second child. So we just decided,
decision. Because as well, Martin, the fact that you've said that you had no side effects whatsoever, I've spoken to women who have had their tubes tied and they thought, and they were always told that, oh yeah, you wouldn't notice anything, everything's going to be absolutely fine, you know, you just carry on as normal. But apparently I've heard from them that their periods have been a lot heavier and the cramping has been quite unbearable when they didn't have those issues before having their tubes tied. So I think that, you know, not only taking the pill is obviously traumatic for a woman, but also having your tubes tied does seem to cause side effects, even though medical professionals will tell you that it doesn't. So Dave, has that set your mind at ease? Not that you were worried about it anyway, but from what Martin said he's had no side effects and he doesn't regret it at all.
Oh no, 100%. Although when Martin said it was 30 years ago, my mind instantly thought butcher's block and a cleaver. No, not one bit. Like, look, when you factor it in against, I'm not trying to sound too crass here, but here's the thing. Nobody likes using condoms. So you don't want more kids. You don't want to use condoms again. Well, the easiest thing to do is go get the snip for yourself. I mean, when you compare that to possibly 3-4 months of nappies, sleep deprivation, night feeds, then having to deal with a toddler when they grow that little bit, you know, older and become feral. I mean, a 20-minute procedure compared to all that, it's a bit of a no-brainer for me.
You're selling it. I want to go for the snip now, Dave, seriously.
And, like, I have a 3-year-old, so, you know, like, this shit's fairly fresh in my head as it is.
I feel you, Dave, I feel you.
Do you know? So, no, it is. I don't know what it is. I think, like Martin said there, like, a lot of men, and you see it particularly nowadays with the Andrew Tate generation of this, I'm a macho, alpha male, masculine, beating my chest kind of gobshite. But I genuinely think people like that are really just not comfortable in themselves, where they feel like they need to say, well, nobody's cutting my Mickey because that makes me less of a man. You know, I mean, a real, like, someone who's like a real man, somebody who's really masculine, doesn't give a shit about that kind of stuff because they don't care what their friends think or what society thinks. They care about their own family. You know, they care about protecting their own family. You know, like a lot of these so-called alpha male, like, I mean, if you walk around telling people you're an alpha male, you're not an alpha male. You're a gobshite. You know, but like a lot of these people, they're still very scared little boys, and they're more worried about pack mentality as opposed to, well, I'm going to spend the rest of my life with this person. Why would I put them through undue kind of medical procedures or stuff that can mess with their body's natural hormonal rhythm when I can just go get a laser on my nutsack and everybody's happy?
I just had a question in from Martin. Just someone asked, was it sore when you got it done back then? Because obviously it was a different procedure to now.
No, I have to be honest now. Again, David mentioned the word crass. I don't wish to be crass, but like, you know, within 24 now, and they warned me at the hospital, you know, don't. But within 24 hours, for want of a better term, I was ready to go. If you know what I mean.
Yeah. So you were grand.
Not like, wrong with your amino.
It was so simple, and it really, you know, it was liberating for both myself and my wife at the time. I mean, even the use of prophylactics, you know, using condoms or things like that, they can fail.
Yeah, there's always that. Fail. Yeah, there's always that, Mark.
You know, okay, the pill, it's rare, but it can fail. You know, there can be, you know, antibiotics or other medications can interfere with it, or it can just fail because of, you know, there is that tiny element of failure with it. So, like, once, now, we did have to use prophylactic means. We had to use condoms while I was waiting to be told everything is okay. But, like, once you're told that, it's so much simpler, in my opinion. You know, it makes life so much simpler. It was so much simpler to just not have my wife worry about, you know, going on the pill or, you know, going into hospital or anything. I don't understand how men can be, I don't understand how men can be so wrapped up in the notion that to be a man they have to be able to start a child, especially if you've already had children, if you've already had them. So I would say to your correspondent, forget about what your friends say. Who cares about them?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, in the big picture of your life, they don't amount to, as the saying goes, they don't amount to a hill of beans. True friends are true friends. They'll support you in decisions that you make for the right reasons, in good decisions. And this person is obviously making a good decision for him, for his wife primarily, for him, for his family, he's making the decisions for all the right reasons. And if there are people out there that he thinks are his friends and they're slagging him off and they're doing this, that, I know there'll be a certain amount of banter maybe between people. It wasn't something that I went around, you know, I didn't go around hailing it to people. I didn't stop people in the street and say, listen, I've had a vasectomy. Basically, it was no one's business. But if the subject came up, just like I'll talk about it now, I have no difficulty talking about it because to me, it's just a procedure. It was like going in to have a tooth filled, in my opinion. And that's just my opinion. You know, if I had to do it again, I'd do it 10 times over. If I had to,
Okay, Martin, thank you for that. I'm going to stop you there. Dave and Martin, stay with me after the break. I'm going to go to Mike. So just our listener, George, Martin says, your friend's opinion doesn't amount to a hill of beans. I've never heard of that one before, but there you go. Welcome back to Nighttime Talk. And myself, AJ Walsh, sitting in for Niall Boylan. I've just had a text there for Dave saying, Dave, you need to follow us up or go live for the procedure. So you'll have to get back to us. I don't think go live, but definitely come back to us after you've had the procedure done. I'm going to go to Mike now. Mike, how are you?
AJ, how are you, dear?
Not too bad. So what do you think? Would you get the snip?
Oh, God. Well, I'll tell you, in my day, I was, you see, we had three of them there, one after another. One of them was born, the first one was born the 20th of November, The second one was born the 29th of November the following year, and the third one was born the 6th of January the following year.
Oh, my goodness.
So it was strong in the head. And see, I was never at home. I was never with, and the wife at the time, no, she wouldn't hear of it. She didn't want me to go for it. But I wanted, like, because every time you'd do your bit for the country, then, like, you'd be wondering, is there going to be another little guy's name, like, and I didn't want any more at the time. So, but with another child, maybe 9 years after, but.
Okay. Are you glad then that you didn't, because you had that other child 9 years later?
Couldn't have made any difference, AJ. Couldn't have made any difference. Mm-hmm. Three at a time was enough for me. Like, I didn't want to have any more. And now I'm kind of hitting into a new relationship. And so I'm thinking about going for it now.
Oh, again. Are you? Okay.
Oh, God, yeah, yeah. Because, geez, I'm too old now. Like, I don't want to have another guy's in there.
And well, listen, it seems very straightforward, Mike. Dave is going to get it done.
Yeah, I wouldn't even mention it. I wouldn't mention it. I just go and get it done. Like, you know, whatever will be. You know, it is what it is.
Yeah.
And I had an operation on my back one time, and the doctor said to me, "Did I want to go home and talk to my family about the operation?" I said, "What do I want to talk to them for, doctor?" He was a neurosurgeon, and he said, "Do you realize the operation you're going for?" I said, "Doctor, do you realize I'm in agony with the last 10 months?" I said, "And I'd sign any disclaimer you want." But that's just the kind of an individual I am. But Jesus, he won't know himself after having that, because can you imagine? Has he met any family already?
Dave, you've got a couple of kids already, haven't you?
Yeah, I have two.
Yeah, he's got two kids.
Dave, you'll be like left to pick it by after that thing, after having the procedure done, because told me that to your mind.
Sure. If you want to go for it yourself, we can see if we could get them scheduled together, and we could, you know, do it at one time. Hold hands for moral support.
Yeah, no, Malia, I'm at the least part of this thing now, and I don't know if this relationship is going to, but and like I like that girl is nearly 20 years younger than me. And I said, like, I don't, like, just past the deal breaker, I said, I don't want to have kids. And she said, yeah, if that's what I want, that's fine by heart. But I still, you know, maybe the girl, but I still can't take the chance, like, because, look, as a great friend of mine used to say, all it takes is a teardrop full, like, and I couldn't face it now.
All it takes is that one swimmer to win the race, and you're hooked for 18 years.
And to see, from my record, I was willing to make it stick to see DM. So, you know, it's just too nervous. I'd be too nervous now. So, like, I said to the person involved, no, like, and I was straight up, like, and she said, yeah, that's she's not Irish. She's not an Irish girl. And, you know, so look, but I still will go for the. I still will go for the snip play.
So you're going to see how the relationship kind of goes, and then you'll make the decision and go and get it done.
Exactly. That, you know, yeah. She's come back the end of the month. Okay, she had to go home there for a couple of weeks. The end of the month, and she's going moving in for a fortnight. See how it goes, and that, and just see how it goes. Like, you know, because it's a big decision, and that, like, at my age. I'm 60. I'm gone 60, right?
Yeah.
And you know, it's a big decision, and like, she's a fine person, and that's like, so, you know, and happy days. I say, look, that's it. That whatever will be, like, you know.
I definitely think Mike, at 60 years of age now, to have a newborn, I think would be a lot.
Even my own kids there now, like, Jesus Christ, and I'd say to them, you know, bringing kids into the world today, the way things are gone with this transgenderism, with the whole lot, the world is so effed up. It's frightening. My heart goes. I'd ask the question: are people brave or are they fools bringing kids into the world today?
What do you think about that one, Dave?
Listen, I think, like, just to become a parent, full stop. It takes a lot of bravery, especially when it's your first time around. But hey, look, I. My two were born 12 years apart. I have a 3-year-old and a 15-year-old, and I can tell you right now, I had a lot more energy for the 15-year-old when he was younger. I couldn't imagine. Like, the thoughts of having a child at, say, like, 40, I genuinely, I'd rather walk into traffic. And I love my kids. I love my kids with my heart and soul. They're my entire reason for getting out of bed in the morning. But the older you get, the more you slow down. And again, toddlers are feral. Do you know, like,
they are indeed.
I don't want to be the remorseless is what they are.
I'm just going to go to John now, Mike. Sorry, I'm just going to pop you on hold there. Hiya, John. How are you doing? Welcome to Nighttime Talk.
How are you? You're all well.
Yeah, you're good.
I'm an expert on this subject at this stage.
Lovely. Tell us about it, John.
I had my first two children in my early 20s, 21 and 24. So that was grand. We had grand. Everything went fine. And we carried on with the family planning, which was very poor in my... and condoms and all the rest, and you'd be going around the dark trying to find them and all the usual crap. Like, but when I got to my 44 one night, we had a few bit drops of wine and we couldn't find them. Anyways, 20 years later, my second daughter arrived.
That's a big gap. Jeez.
20 years. Well, 22 years. 22 years between my daughter. 20 years. Anyways, I was about a month or two later, my wife dragged me screaming and roaring to the local, down to Tuam, to a vet. I think he was a vet. She said he was a doctor. But basically, I was dragged down to this terraced house, and I ended up with my wife in the sitting room, and this doctor and nurse came in. This was 20 years ago now, to get the snip. So I was, of course, I was terrified. But... they brought me into what looked like a kitchen, but it was actually a... But it lasted... Oh, my wife was also invited in to watch. So I was there, slapped up on a table, having this incision, and the wife was standing beside me, busting her arse, laughing. And it was grand, like. It didn't really hurt. It was a toothache. Anything would be worse. All right, I couldn't walk right for a few days, and people were wondering at work what the heck was wrong with me.
What's happened to John?
Yeah, but it was fine. But after that, it was brilliant because I didn't have to have any more condoms. I wasn't fighting with them in the dark. Now, also, even a better thing was my wife told all her friends I had the snip.
Uh-huh.
And instead of getting slagged, every time I went to a GAA night out or a party, they were all trying to shift me. Because this lad is...
So it did wonders for you. It did wonders for you, John.
It did. And I just like to point out one thing to any lad that's thinking about it. Like, when you get the snip, doesn't mean you still have an ejaculation. You still have what they call semen. So you don't lose it. There's no difference whatsoever. Everything works perfect, you know. It's just that the boys aren't coming out. So I would strongly recommend it to any lad who doesn't want to spend 35 years going in and out to primary school collecting the kids.
Yes, because that's what you had to do.
That's what we basically good 30 years going up and down to primary school. We did for our first 20 years and then we started back again. You know, so I strongly recommend it, you know, especially I was 44, 45 when I had my, she's big now and growing up and all the rest. And she's a different, her nephew is older than her.
So, okay, yeah, because obviously there was that massive gap and, I get you.
She's brought up in a totally different, my first crowd was Ghostbusters and Doll's House and all the rest, and she's into computers and iPhones. So it's a different world,
Do you find they're almost more like cousins than brother and sister? Because, I mean, if your other kids were like 20-odd and then there was a baby, that's a massive, massive difference.
Oh, huge, yeah. My son was in a soccer team. He got an awful slagging. And I got a slagging too from the local clubs, You know, what to be at, like, 20. But, I would strongly I would strongly recommend this. Like, it's not a big, even now, 20 years later, the procedure must be very, very simple, you know. But all you're doing is just letting the little bugs or the little, the boys aren't going out the gap.
I get you. Yeah. Dave, you keep sniggering there.
You know?
No, I'm not laughing at you. I'm laughing with you. It's just, it's brilliant listening to Colchie's explain medical procedure.
I'm like, loving it. I'm absolutely loving it. We should bring John on more often to talk about medical procedures.
Yeah.
And fair play to yourself, though. If Niall was doing this, this conversation would have gone into the gutter straight away.
Oh, yeah.
I was trying to imagine what he'd be like.
Niall would just be, Mickey's.
Yeah, he would. So, John, what would you say to anyone that is slagging off our listener who sent in the email tonight? What would you say to him? Like, his friends are slagging him.
Let them off. They don't know what they're talking about. The poor old bastards are there in the dark with trying to get a condom out of a packet.
Yeah.
And get, unless they have a small, if they have a big Mickey, they're really in trouble, like, you know?
And this is going down the gutter.
What happens is you get frustrated, and the next thing you're trying to put a condom on a dead duck, like, you know? You have only so many minutes, you know? It's a disaster.
Oh my
but
God,
when
John.
You don't have a condom, and it feels a lot better and everything. You feel like you're more in touch with a woman. Like, there's nothing worse than, like, it's like having a raincoat on having sex. Like, you know, it's the same difference. Like, you're not really having sex. You're all you have is this balloon on your Mickey. Like,
oh,
you know.
Oh my God, no, John, please stay with me. Please stay with me. I'm just going to go to Robbie because he's waiting patiently there before we go to the ads. Hiya, Robbie. How you doing?
How are you? How's things?
Yeah, not too bad. Have you been listening in there?
I have, yeah. I've actually got the procedure done twice, would you believe it?
Oh, did it not work the first time?
No, it worked perfectly the first time. That was the problem. So we obviously, we had two children together. And we had a conversation of around, like, we were kind of finished with, you know what I mean, we were happy with the two girls that we had. But then down the road, that kind of changes, and we kind of, you know, obviously she wanted to have a boy. I was kind of looking at that as well. So it was like, okay, so I had to look into getting the procedure reversed because there was something that, you know, that we wanted to happen, you know. But in Ireland, it's very, very expensive to get the procedure redone or undone. And it's a much bigger procedure. Where over here, it could probably take a half an hour to get it done. Where when you go to get it undone, it's 4 hours under local anaesthetic. So you're put asleep. It's a big procedure, you know. So, but I had to go abroad to get it done.
Did the undoing work? Did it work? Like, did you?
Yeah, it worked perfect. Yeah, within a year, we had our little boy.
My God.
So it kind of worked perfectly. And then as soon as kind of, you know, after the child was born, then I went and got it done again. So I mean, it's a very, very simple procedure. But again, what the point I'd like to make is, if you're considering to get it done, make sure you're ready to get it done and you're finished, or you're happy with what you have, because it's not as easy as just going, and, you know, it's a big procedure. Like, I was 4 hours under the knife. It's microsurgery. It's very, you know, it's very technical. But it's something that my advice would be, it's a very safe procedure to get it done. But if you're getting it done, make sure you're happy with it and you're going to
You need to be 100% is what you're saying, Robbie.
100%.
Where did you have to go to get it done? You said you went abroad to get it undone. So where did you go?
Well, I ended up going to Turkey to get it done. Now, I went to a hospital over there that specialised in fertility, because I was priced over here. Like, all I was short of doing over here was giving the postman £1,000, like giving the bread man, because when you get a price for it over here, everybody seems to be getting something out of it.
Yeah,
you know?
Sure.
And before you know, you're 10, 15 grand just to get a reversal.
Wow.
So I had to look in different areas. Now, I've done a lot of research and I looked into it. I didn't just go into it because it's, you know, you're putting your manhood on the line, and it's like, you know, it's not a simple procedure. It takes, as I said, it takes no more than a half an hour getting it done. It's in and out. You're wide awake. You're talking the whole lot. Over there, you're put asleep, and you're put asleep for 4 hours, and it's a big procedure. So my advice to anyone, if you're getting it done, make sure you're 100%. And to the fella that sent in the email, his Muppet friends are not going to pay for his children. They're not going to pay maintenance and when they're laughing and joking. So if this is something that he's serious about, don't be listening to them, because they're not going to put the food on the table for him when he has a hate the kids. So, I mean, you have to look at it practically. Don't be worrying. You have to take a slagging. I took a slagging. But at the end of the day, I got what I needed out of it, you know. Now, I'm 100% finished now. That's it. I'm all done with kids now, you know. So we have my three. They're all under 10 years of age. So, I'm 46 now. So, it's perfect. You know?
Yeah, you're all done. No, that's great advice, Robbie. Like, absolutely perfect. And you're absolutely right. His mates aren't going to pay for his kids. So just ignore what anybody else has to say. It must just be annoying, though, you know, just having them going on at him.
He has to take the hit, and it'll die down. Do you know what I mean? And it's like, and the guys think about it, they're probably a little bit jealous in a sense, because it's a really good procedure, and it's a good procedure for men these days, because it was always seen to be put on women. Back in the day, it was always women had to get their tubes tied, they had to get whatever it was, and it was always put on the women. But I think now the emphasis is on men, and there's no excuse out there anymore. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So as the other fellow was talking about, if you're into that kind of, you don't want to wear condoms and you like that whole sensation, well, go and get something done about it. Don't give out about it then when you conceive a child and have to look after the child. If you want to take responsibility and enjoy your sex life, well, then go and do something about it. Be constructive around it, you know. But don't moan with them when you have a child and then have to bring the child when you're 40, 50 years of age and not be happy with it.
It's so true, Robbie. And I think it's great to talk about this as well. So men will take responsibility, like you say, for their sex life. If they want to have the sensation, if they want to have a healthy sex life and they don't want to have to worry about having a child, well, then they should take some responsibility, because women have been doing it for years.
That's the thing, and we all know the panic, you know. If you're in a relationship and you're having unprotected sex, and as that chap was saying, if you have that glass of wine, and it's all great, and then all of a sudden the TV's wake up tomorrow, and it's like, oh fuck, now we have to go and do the whole procedure of, you know, maybe getting the morning after pill and all that stress and worry when. You could do what you like and be safe and enjoy it and not have that worry, if that's what you want. But again, to that fella, I wouldn't be worrying about it, because they're not gonna put clothes on that child's back. You may be laughing at them now, but I tell you, they probably further down the road, it's probably something they're gonna do themselves. So, you know. Mocking can be catching sometimes, you know, don't we?
That's very true. Mocking is catching. No, absolutely. Thank you so much, guys, for your contribution to that one. I think it is a good conversation to have, and I think men should take responsibility. And Robbie got it done three times. So if he can get it done three times, he can get it done, undone and redone, then you can go and get it done once. And to our listener as well, to George, who sent in that message, the guys made some really good points. Don't listen to your mates. They're not going to pay for your kids. And yeah, mocking could be catching, and they could be the next ones to go and get it done.
Now, real people, real opinions, Nighttime Talk.
Ireland's classic hits radio.